presentation on the community library aspect of TRACT-G is going to be short and sweet. For the last several years for the Ontology Summit, I've set up a group library on Zotero.org, and the nature of the experiment has changed a bit each year with lessons learned. The first year, the first lesson was that one person cannot possibly maintain that library with all of the references generated from the entire, across all the months of the summit, although if you look on Zotero under Ontology Summit 2012, you'll see hundreds of references did make it in there, but it needs to be a collaboratively done thing. This year, some of the same plus to last year, this year put that lesson to use in actually setting up the library and then handing over the population of it to the community at large, and that did not work. This has everything to do with some things that were brought up earlier in relationship to technologies in general, including ontologies, in that use of it takes time to do this, right? You have to learn a new thing again, how to put information. It's relatively simple once you use it, but you still have to do it, and everybody is busy, you know, with plenty of other stuff anyway, and there's not that much incentive. This is a point Steve Ray brought up. It's under-incentivized, so it didn't get populated. And I think there's also another lesson in there that has to do with the utility of it. Zotero, like so many things, you can folder what the resources you put in there, and you can tag them, but the tags are just tags. They're not, for example, organized into an ontology, so you can't sort through them in a meaningful way. That may or may not affect its usability for a group like this. I didn't do the data collection to find out if that was an obstacle. But that's the end for that particular experiment.